At UCSF, in our cancer center, one of the things that we're building is a program to study the toxicities of the checkpoint inhibitors in these immune therapies, because the other problem is they're not a free lunch. While they can be dramatically effective, they're like an internist nightmare. You know, we've seen everything from myasthenia gravis to thyroid storm to severe pulmonary toxicity. So these drugs are not without problems, but really, in some cases, dramatically effective.
It's interesting. What are you looking at in terms of toxicity? And do you have any experience? Are you gathering any data? I don't know how often it happens in patients with prior autoimmune conditions, Crohn's disease, et cetera.
Yeah, a great question. You know, so for years, we were afraid to look at those patients. In fact, it's a mixed bag. Some patients have gone on these treatments with, let's say, autoimmune Crohn's in particular, and had no problems, and others have had horrific exacerbations of their autoimmune diseases. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. Clearly, we don't understand a lot of the moving parts. I do think that we have certainly been loath to use these agents in these patients, but we've seen a few responses to the point that we're now willing to do so. You know, I've had a patient go into renal failure. I mean, almost every organ has and will be affected by these treatments.